Yeah, Secretariat, please give some explanations to the philosophy of this paragraph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to note that there were some questions in document 2022-5 on the necessity to have this section at all in the document. I think the concern, the focus was that many of these, well, the aim of this document was really technical and service parameters for passengers and passenger-facing activities. Why these were included, because it was considered important that there is available this infrastructure in the end to serve the customer, so to serve the passenger. Noting also that while these are, many of them are railway-specific aspects, similar sort of provisions are also available to operators in the aviation sector at airports. So they will have access to, well, to give an example, to luggage handling facilities in airports, which of course they have to pay for, but they will have access also to catering facilities if they need to. They probably wouldn't have access to a maintenance depot, to be honest, which happens to be the first one on the list. And lots of passengers would be left at the terminal waiting for the next plane to come and pick them up. But there are these sorts of provisions as well in provisions. There are these sorts of services and these types of services that are made available in the aviation sector to help support the running of the service. So just to raise, as I wanted to say, just to say there was some skepticism as to whether we should have any of these. But noting that some of these will actually be necessary for the operations, let's say, and providing a service to the customers. But of course, happy for experts to discuss this further, Mr. Chair. Thank you.